Hidalgo County, municipalities initiate countywide response to mosquito infestation following last week's rains. Texas border business. Edinburgh, the Hidalgo County Vector Control Task Force, a compilation of Hidalgo County Health and Human Services Department along with most major municipalities, i.e. Mission, McAllen, Farr and Weslaco, in the county, are initiating an aggressive response to control the local mosquito population in the wake of Tropical Storm Alberto, which delivered as much as 4 inches of rain in some areas last week. While vector control experts at both the city and county level are coordinating to identify nuisance sites, conducting environmental assessments and aggressively treating areas identified as major sources of mosquitoes, officials are asking for the help of residents in combating any infestation. Health experts said that 80% of the mosquito abatement can be done by homeowners themselves. This is a public-private effort, said Eduardo Olivares, Chief Administrative Officer for the Hidalgo County Health and Human Services Department. The Vector Control Task Force is working diligently to control the mosquito population after last week's rains, but we need the help of homeowners. Among the task force recommendations, identify and remove standing water. Cut lawns. Spray your own yards with adulticide. Treat bird baths with larvicide or environmentally safe briquettes. Protect your pets. Even heartworm medicine can help. If in-ground or above-ground swimming pools are not regularly pumped or chlorinated, treat the water with larvicide. In addition, health experts caution residents to wear long-sleeved shirts and pants if outdoors at dawn or dusk. Any horse or donkey owners are encouraged to get their animals vaccinated against West Nile virus. Hidalgo County is home to 27 different species of mosquitoes, three of which may carry illness. The Vector Task Force warnings come after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention has issued a health advisory on increased dengue fever cases in the United States, which can be transmitted via mosquitoes. As a reminder, conditions for spraying are as follow. Wind must be less than 10 miles per hour. Minimal or no traffic to ensure safety of drivers.